I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. Over the last few weeks, we've had a great discussion going on our Global Nation Facebook group about African immigrants in the U.S. and how they identify themselves. Do African immigrants, for example, call themselves African American, Black, or do they hyphenate, as in Nigerian American? Perez Owino is a Kenyan American actress and film director. She's finishing up a documentary called Bound: Africans versus African Americans. And it's about the conversation, or perhaps the lack thereof, between African Americans and African immigrants here in the U.S. Thanks for joining us, Perez. And today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. As an immigrant from Kenya, I'm wondering, how do you view this day and our remembrance of the civil rights movement here in the U.S.?
One thing that is important to me is always that the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King is also tied to the legacy of the end of colonialism in Africa. Because one thing that most people don't realize is that the struggle for the freedom of people of African descent was happening on both fronts. So for me as an African coming to the United States, just the way I have reverences for the freedom fighters who freed my country, Kenya, from British colonialism, I have the same reverence for Dr. Martin Luther King and all the other fighters who are helping to free people of African descent here in the United States.
And how did this film idea come about?
It came about because of my own failings. Because when I did come to the United States, while I was in Africa, one thing that is the first time I was ever introduced to the whole idea of enslaved Africans. This was like in 11th grade history book, and it was just a small little paragraph. So I became curious about this part of our history. And after studying a lot of it, I came to the United States, and my one thing I wanted to do was to really engage African Americans. But upon my arrival, I encountered a certain gentleman who told me in no uncertain terms that he was not African, he was African American, and my people sold him. That was the beginning of dialogue at the University of Wisconsin in Green Bay.
So where did you go from there?
Because it was the University of Wisconsin in Green Bay, it was a very small Black population. And what ended up happening was the African-Americans and the Africans became part of the same organization, became part of this Black organization. And so we started off in communication and in conversation with each other, getting to know one another as we went along. Of course, when you come out of that university context and now you come out into the real world, then the problem is more magnified. Because I would sit in the company of my own friends and listen to the negative remarks that would be made about African Americans. They would make statements like, why are Africans always so arrogant and why do they look down on us? And, you know, and the Africans on the other side would be like, these people don't take advantages of the opportunities. But then when you ask these Africans, well, how many African Americans do you know personally for you to make this grand conclusion? They don't know any. It is almost hearsay, something that's passed down or something that they've seen on TV or something that they've heard from someone else. And so it became necessary to get these two groups, Africans and African Americans, into one room to have this conversation and let's air this thing out.
So what were some of the biggest misconceptions you found existed between African Americans and African immigrants as you were making this film?
Well, one of the things that we noticed, which I thought was very sad but also very eye-opening, was the fact that we did not know each other's history. Because growing up in Kenya, you know, we learned the European history because of the colonialism aspect, but we never seriously learned the history of African people outside of Africa. And then you come here to the United States and you have this very little understanding of colonialism and what happened on the continent of Africa, because you'd have statements like, why are Africans so poor? How come there's no development? What's wrong with you people? And then to have these two groups of people in one room for us to understand each other's historical experience, you could almost see the light bulbs going like, oh, my God. Also watching the Africans sit down in the room and understand what the enslavement of African people actually meant. So when you put what you're looking at today in its historical context, you begin to make the connections of why we are the way we are today because of all that stuff that's sitting in our DNA that we haven't dealt with yet.
I'm curious the types of people you brought together for your documentary. I mean, how did you find them and who did they represent?
Well, it took us 3 years to get groups of people who are willing to be in the same room together to actually speak the truth of what they think about the other group. One thing that was really important to us was to have people who are within our circle. We are trying to create a way for people to see that this dialogue can be had. And it can be had with the people who are closest to you, because in order for you to make any kind of change in this world, you have to change with the people who are around you.
I'm curious what your own reaction was after the events in Ferguson and being an African immigrant and going through this whole sort of encounter with African Americans. How did the whole thing affect you?
Ferguson was very, and I'm just speaking as myself, but I also think it may be slightly confusing for a lot of Africans because, in my opinion, such a needless tragedy. I feel like a lot of the Fergusons of this world, the Trayvon Martins, could all have been avoided if people were just willing to sit down and listen to the other group, listen to what they have to say, don't judge it. Just sit and listen to what they have to say and allow it because that is their truth. And I know with conversation, especially the conversation about race in this country, people don't like to have it because the conversation is uncomfortable. But let's look at the alternative. The alternative is young men and women dead on the streets. So discomfort is temporary, but death is permanent. Now, which one would you rather have? I'm hopeful. But there's also a sadness about it for me.
Pereza Wino is originally from Kenya. She's an actress and documentary filmmaker whose upcoming film is called Bound, Africans versus African Americans. Thanks for speaking to us, Perez.
Oh, thank you so very much for having me.